Welcome to the Thriving Forward podcast. Now to introduce your hosts. Hi, I'm Megan Laspinera. I'm the founder and executive director of Kids Thrive 585 Inc. and a pediatrician in Rochester, New York.
And I'm Sarah Collins McGowan. I'm also a pediatrician here in Rochester, and I teach community health and advocacy to pediatric residents. In each episode, we will speak with people involved in good works and projects in the greater Rochester area. We hope that by introducing you to these inspirational people and their stories, you will be motivated to learn more about these amazing organizations in our region and the fabulous people who keep them working. On today's episode, we are highlighting the Parents as Teachers program at Hillside Children's Center. I'm here today with Alice McAdam, who is the program manager of Parents as Teachers, and we are also joined by two parents who participate in the program. Vanessa Lespierre is a nurse and the mother of three children ranging from 2 to 11 years old, and Nicole Pope is a parent leader with the Parent Leadership Training Institute and mom to her 6-year-old son. And both women are part of the Parents as Teachers Advisory Committee. So hello to all of you. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
We like to start off our interviews with an icebreaker question to get to know you a little bit better. So what's an interest of yours, something that you've been into lately? Alice, maybe I'll start with you.
Yeah. Well, I was just sharing actually with Nicole on our ride here that I had great fun with my grandson who stayed overnight this weekend. It was kind of a first staying overnight event with him. And so we had fun making cookies and that sort of thing. And he slept even without his ducky.
So. How old is he?
He's 4.5.
Oh, that's a big milestone then.
Yes, it is.
How about you, Vanessa?
For me recently, I've been interested in doula work. So right now I'm trying to get certified as a doula.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And Nicole?
Right now I'm just enjoying motherhood and just, you know, learning along the way to being a mom to a 6-year-old. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, just enjoying motherhood right now.
Mm-hmm. That's a full-time job.
Yes, it is.
Definitely. Alice, would you start by explaining a little bit about the Parents as Teachers program?
Mm-hmm. Of course. Well, Parents as Teachers actually started way back in 1984 in St. Louis, very grassroots. Within a year's time, the state of Missouri decided that it was so good for families that they would have every school district offer Parents as Teachers. And from there, it grew to not only a national but international program. Our Hillside's Parents as Teachers program actually brought the model to Rochester around 1998. Actually, we have grown from there. We currently have 7 parent educators. And most of them have been from when we first were trained. So we have well-seasoned parent educators, people who enjoy being in the family's homes. And currently, we are serving about 90 families that are active and looking forward to having more families join us.
Can you tell us a little bit about what's involved in the program? So for parents who join, what does that look like for them?
Well, the program has 4 parts to it. The part that's most celebrated, I guess, is our home visits, our Parents as Teachers home visits. So we can come to the family's home or another place where they're comfortable meeting. And usually we do that 2 times a month. And during the times of that visit, we'll cover things like what is typical child development and how do we personalize it then to that family and that child and parent combination. We'll also do developmental screenings using the ages and stages developmental screening tool so that we're sure that kids are on track developmentally. And then connecting families to resources if we know that they have some goals, some things that we can do to connect them with other things that are existent in our Rochester community that will help them towards those goals. And then we have group connections. And group connections is really a great way for parents who are in the program to come and meet one another. And so sometimes we'll offer conscious discipline or our love and logic, family talk, or a variety of different ones. So families can really kind of come to a group connections if they'd like to kind of test it out and see what they'd like and then decide if they would like to participate in the program. That's one of the ways they can kind of get to know us first.
How often do the home visits happen?
Usually about 2 times a month, and that visit will be about an hour in length. And during that time, there's some information about child development, a parent-child activity. So one of the things that we know about parents as teachers is we understand that parents are their child's first teacher. Mm-hmm. And so rather than us coming in and teaching the child, we want to build on that positive relationship between the parent and the child. That makes that parent a very powerful teacher. And so helping the parent to have the information they need to be their child's best first teacher.
And who is eligible to participate? What ages are you looking at?
Well, families can start as early as when they first, families can start when they first discover that they're going to be a family, from the time of expectancy and pregnancy to up to the point where their child is graduating kindergarten. And so the idea really is to form a relationship, a long-term relationship with the family so that they get to know us and we get to know them, because that's how we can really form the partnership together. We know that they know their children and their household and family the best, and that we're there to support the decisions that they make.
Do you find that families usually do kind of stay with the program for that length of time?
We do. We have families.
Is it hard sometimes maybe to let them go?
So, yes. Well, that is on the home visitors end, the parent educators end. It's, there are times when we kind of have to process the fact that, you know, this has been a long-term relationship and the family is going to be missed. But yes, we have some families who have started with, you know, the pregnancy of their first child and have continued through the program as they've had other children, because parenting each child pulls on a different set of parenting skills.
Yeah, that's true. Every child is different.
Yes, it is.
The Parents as Teachers is described as an evidence-based model. And mm-hmm. so I wondered if you could share a little bit about what sort of data on outcomes that you have, either
sure.
locally or nationally.
Yes. So that research really began way back in 1984, 85. And if anyone is kind of interested in data and outcomes and all that, the Parents as Teachers website is parentsasteachers.org. And you can get all of the results of those particular studies if you want to go into to that detail. However, generally speaking, we know that children do better in school as a result of their parent being enrolled in Parents as Teachers. Parents come away understanding more about child development and appropriate guidance and expectations for their child. Typically, parents are more involved in their child's school life as a result. I'm trying to think what else there is. And I know that it has been found to reduce evidence of child abuse and neglect as well.
Vanessa, I want to turn to you for a second here. As I mentioned in the intro, you're a mom of three, two girls and a boy, right? Mm-hmm. How did you first become involved in Parents as Teachers?
I became involved through a friend. A friend referred me, and I wanted to check it out. So Kathy came to do the intake portion, and it was more like a conversation than filling out paperwork. And you know, I thought she was going to be my worker, but I ended up with someone else, and that's fine, too, because she's awesome as well. But I feel like they treat you more like it's more like a conversation like we're having, and friendship and you know, resources than it is, you know, paperwork and all the other stuff that you would have to do that would be involved in that. But it was really good.
Now, did you come to the program with your oldest or...?
Just my youngest right now.
With your youngest.
Yeah.
Okay. So how has it been different for you then, you know, parenting your youngest compared with, your older two?
Well, with my, I just recently found out that, PAT was around, and, so with my other two, I had early intervention through Head Start, and, I believe the second one I did not have anything, but this one I ended up with PAT, and it's been Interesting. You know, like you were saying before, where, you know, children bring out different things. They really do. Like right now we're having a whole tantrum thing going on. And so I've been trying different, you know, techniques to, you know, soothe him and calm him down and let him know that it's, you know, kind of not the end of the world. And so it's been very helpful to have, you know, Patricia come along and we talk and have different, she gives me different ideas and stuff like that. So it is very different, but I enjoy being in the program because, you know, even though I'm a mom of three and my oldest is 11, you know, sometimes you forget about certain milestones and situations. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, you know, it's good to stay on top of those things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nicole, how about you? How did you first learn about the program and how did you get involved?
One day I was picking my little guy up from school. He was attending the VOA at the time, and they were having a health fair for the little babies. And I came across the table with parents as teachers with Hillside, and I just inquired some questions about, you know, the services that they can possibly help me with. Am I qualified? You know, things like that. And the lady that was sitting there, I don't remember her name, but she was like, oh, yes, like, you're perfect. And, you know, so that's how I came across the program. It's been really life-changing for me as a parent, because at the time of me going into the program, I was, like, going through a really, you know, hard times with, you know, just being a mom. So it actually worked out.
Yeah. Now, both of you have taken on leadership roles as well with your work on the Parents as Teachers Advisory Committee. Why was that important to you to get involved on that leadership side? Maybe Nicole, I'll start with you.
For me, it was important because I didn't experience this like parent leadership and things of such growing up with my parents or my mom and the parents that were surrounding me. And so to come into this knowing that, yes, I'm a parent, but I have a voice in how I parent my child and how I, you know, just do things with as a mom, I was like, oh, this is interesting. It was really interesting for me and very new. It completely and today has brought me way out of my comfort zone. And so, yeah.
Vanessa, how about you?
For me, I come from the aspect of, you know, Rochester is a very resource rich, you know, community. And, you know, most of the time you have different organizations who will provide you services, but they would just provide you services and that's it. So they'll let you know, here are the services, there you go. But with PAT, it's a different approach where mm-hmm. you get the services, but they want your input, because who better than a parent to put that type of input of what we want, what we think is necessary to help us along, you know, even if it's something as small as, you know, organizing a group connection or attending something, you know, like this is very empowering. So I think, like, you know, she was saying that it's important to have a voice, you know, because it's great to have an organization who provide these services, but it's also great to have to be, you know, have a seat at the table to have these conversations about, you know, a dialogue. I think that's important.
And I would say that Nicole and Vanessa have been instrumental in helping us make sure that some of the materials that we have that talk about our program are things that parents need to hear. Mm-hmm. So they've been really advising us about what to put on an insert that's going into our brochure and, you know, the messages directly from them to other parents.
Alice, I want to ask you a little bit about your background. So you have an extensive background in the human services field, and particularly in the area of family support. How did you get started doing this kind of work?
As I was actually getting my formal education, I had an opportunity to have an internship at a family resource center. and just really loved the strength-based approach of that philosophy. And so just kind of continued there, was hired as a staff member in the role of being a coordinator of volunteers initially, and then went on to leading some parent groups. And then when that organization brought Parents as Teachers to the Rochester area, it so much agreed with appreciation of diversity, strengthening the parent-child relationship. It felt very natural connection for the organization and for me as well, because those are the things that we really want to strive for. Yeah. So so that's how the story goes. And so back in 1998, I was trained in the Parents as Teachers model, and I'm still here today.
Do you have any advice for other people who are interested in, doing similar work to you?
I think one of the things that I really look for as we're talking about staffing and so on is the importance of, really for anybody to understand child development. We really look for that in the folks who are offering the program to our families. But, as we're sitting here talking and we're talking to parents, their understanding of what child development is so critically important, just to kind of put things into perspective for what's going on in family life and why does Willie need one thing and perhaps Kelly needs another. And it's really because they're at different ages. Mm-hmm. So.
You mentioned this earlier, but if people want to learn more about Parents as Teachers, say the website again or say how they should.
So there's an international website, but to be able to reach our Hillside Parents as Teachers program, the best way would be to give me a call. And that's at area code 585-436-0370. And I'm extension 308. And I really invite parents to give a call. There can be formal referrals. However, I feel like if a parent gives me a call and asks the questions that they have so that they can decide if this is indeed a good fit for them and their family.
Great. You have all mentioned that we're sort of rich in resources in Rochester, and I'm sure you've all had experience with other organizations. I'd like to ask each of you to just name another community organization that you think people should know more about. I'll kick it back to you, Alice.
Okay, sure. Well, I really would like to give a tip of the hat to both United Way and the Greater Rochester Health Foundation. United Way has funded us since our very beginning in offering Parents as Teachers, and both of those organizations are really eager to hear from the people who are in programs and eager to be responsive to community needs.
Vanessa, what would you say?
For me, it would have to be Healthy Moms. At the St. Mary's campus. I've been with them for a long time, and it's just a very it's all inclusive kind of thing going on there. They have mental health, they provide transportation, they have child care, they have social work on there. They have job training. It's kind of like a one hit thing. So if you come there, you need help, they're able to provide it for you.
Nicole, what do you think?
For me, I must be honest, this is my actual first resource program or whatever you that I've actually been connected to. So other resources that I've heard about, Action for a Better Community, the VOA Wardrobe for Dress for Success. Mm-hmm. Things of that nature. So I'm still learning myself of resources that are available. So, yeah.
Thanks. Finally, we like to end by asking everybody what their favorite thing about Rochester is. So I will start back with you, Nicole.
My favorite thing about Rochester is with me being in this program, just learning that there really is a lot of support here in Rochester. Just knowing how to get connected to them can be a little challenging, but just knowing there is a lot of support, a lot of connections, a lot of resources here. So that's one of the things that I like most about Rochester.
Mm-hmm. Vanessa?
For me, it would have to be that Rochester is very diverse. There's a lot of things for a lot of different type of people.
Yes.
You know, and for me, I even though it's we're in the middle of winter, I am praying for the spring to come faster. but for me, I think it would have to be like I love festivals. I love the beach. You know, I love the fact that a lot of libraries and organizations do little, you know, fun thing like for the kids and it's free. They also started the what is it called? The museum. I forgot it, but it's where people who have like SNAP benefits receive.
At the Strong, right? The Strong Museum.
Yes. Also the Science Museum as well, where they get a discounted amount. And so I think that's really awesome to have that, so that, you know, the children could go there. So for me, it would be that the diversity and the ability to have all those things, you know, available, so that it won't be so boring or stuck in the house or anything like that. So
Alice, I'll let you have the last word.
Thank you. Well, I would echo a lot of what Vanessa was saying in terms of our community really striving to be family friendly and offering a lot of opportunities, free events for families to participate in together.
Yeah. Well, Alice and Vanessa and Nicole, it's been a pleasure talking with you all today. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you,
Sarah, for having us.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thriving Forward podcast. This podcast was brought to you by Kids Thrive 585 Inc., the Huckelman Center at the University of Rochester, and Rochester Regional Health. To learn more about today's guest, head over to kidsthrive585.org and click on the podcast link. See you next time.
The views, information, and opinions expressed on this podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of their employers or funders.